The Seagull and Other Birds is this year's offering from Pan Pan Theatre Company at the Dublin Theatre Festival. Sophie Gorman was at the opening night last night. She's with me in studio now. Sophie, this is a reimagining of Chekhov's The Seagull with other birds added in. Just explain what exactly Pan Pan Theatre are doing here.
Well, it's very much a deconstruction of The Seagull. There are other birds. There are inserts of short plays. We have The Gannet is the first one. Then we have The Oyster Catcher, The Arctic Tern, The Herring Gull. And we even have The Swan, or at least The Cygnet, because at one point the cast of six do make a valiant but not the most successful attempt to dance the Dance of the Cygnets from Swan Lake, the second act, when so the Cygnets come out in the line.
Those other plays that you've stated there, these are not classic plays. These are
short plays that they were. Vignettes. Yeah, I mean, they're apart from the Dance of the Cygnets, the other birds, the Gannet and the Arctic Tern, and that they were commissioned by other writers, Daniel Reardon, who's an actor in the play, Richard Walsh, who's also an actor in the play, and various other writers were commissioned to do these short little inserts. So we start off, I need to set the scene, because people think of Chekhov and they're going to think we're coming to a big serious drama. This, we entered the project's main theatre space. It's been stripped out in terms, there's very little set. On the ground, we have a giant white sheet, it's a crumpled sheet. And then we have the cast of six, three male actors and three female actors, and Gavin Quinn, the director, all in leotards and ballet tights. Some are wearing tutus, some men, some women are wearing tutus. There's a ballet bar. There's two tables at the sides of the stage and an upright piano, and that's pretty much it. In terms of props, we have piles of papers which aren't really used that much except for one moment when a script is required, and we have a stuffed cat and a stuffed raven, and that's it.
So the fact that they are dressed in tutus and the fact that there's a ballet bar there, how important is the dance element to the show?
Dance is crucial. So when we come in, as we are entering, the Happy Mondays Step On is playing and they're warming up. And then as we all arrive and it begins, Coldplay comes on and they start to dance to that. And then all of the cast hide under a sheet. And Gavin Quinn, the director, gives the safety warnings about where the various exits are. And he gives out a Rolex randomly to one member of the audience. Then we're all handed out sheet lyrics to sing along to I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats. So as you can imagine, at this point, we're not really in The Seagull, Sean.
We're not anywhere near The Seagull, yes.
As you and I might know it. So basically what they've done is they've taken the Chekhov's original script, and I believe the process that Gavin went through was he recorded himself on a dictaphone many, many times, remembering as much of the script as he could. So he took a very literal translation from the Russian and then recorded him over and over and over again, each time getting the language more and more pared back and more every day. And so we have six of the main characters, just to give people. Chekhov was very much character-driven rather than plot-driven, and The Seagull is very exemplary of that. So we have the distraught young man, Konstantin, who desperately wants to be in love with Nina, this young, almost to want to be actress, but really what he wants is the approval of his mother, Nina Arkadina, and she is Arkadina, and she is an actress herself, but she's coming to the end of her acting career, and she wants the love of the successful writer Trigorin, but Trigorin unfortunately is falling in love with the very young, very glamorous and very beautiful Nina. And then we also have Masha, who people will remember for the very famous opening line when she's asked why she always wears black, and she says, "I'm in mourning for my life," and so the stage is set, and so we have these elements of these key characters in this production.
And do we get the traditional Chekhov story of The Seagull? Does that happen?
To a degree. So crucially, everyone in the cast of six, they all keep their own names, and they're all referred to as their own names.
The actors.
Yeah,
the
Gina Moxley, who's playing Irina Arkadina, she, the mother, she is referred to all the time as Gina. And Una McKevitt, who's Masha, she's Una. But we have elements of the original story coming in, Gina is desperately wanting to be regarded as an important actress and wants the love of Andrew, which is Andrew Bennett playing Boris Trigorin. But Andrew Bennett is in love with the incredibly beautiful Samantha Pearl, who is the most extraordinary dancer, and is is absolutely magnetic on stage when we see her, and she's bewitching everybody. But not so much Constantine, actually, because Constantine is in his own unraveling. That's Dick Walsh, Richard Walsh, who wrote one of the segments. So we have the elements of the play.
And do the vignettes that we see, do they come at points that where they somehow relate to the plot of The Seagull that we're watching, or are they just out of nowhere?
So the first one we have is the Gannet, and that's almost before we begin The Seagull. And the Gannet is a couple impossibly having sex, piggybacking, where the genders are reversed. So that doesn't really have very much to do with anything, but that's just a kind of little moment. And then, I mean, in the nature of The Seagull, the play, the Chekhov's play, Constantine wanted to put on these little plays within a play.
Yeah.
And so there's an element of this is what Constantine has created, and this is something that we're going to see. And then there are others that relate not at all, and they're just put on. I mean, the moment when everyone's dancing the cygnets from the Swan Lake, that's very much for humour. And that's unfortunately what happens a lot here, that a lot is done for humour, and it seems very much a work in progress rather than a finished work.
Yeah, because when Gavin Quinn was in here, he spoke to us about the fact that he was, Chekhov is often referred to as, you know, this tragic playwright, but thought of himself as writing comedies, and that he wanted to bring out the humour in the play itself. What
He brings out humour, but it's not really in the play.
Right.
I mean, and I would be the first to say that you know, Chekhov is no sacred cow. There was a production, a Hungarian production, in the theatre festival in, I think, 2007, in the Projects Cube, where they paired it right back. We had it no set. We had the cast sitting amongst us. It was riveting stuff. It was very emotional stuff. And it was quite funny. This here, it loses so far its sight of, I mean, the text is so vital to Chekhov, and here it's written of the level of a soap opera. I mean, it is a bit like an episode of Fair City, and that removes all connection. Also, there's strange directorial decisions, like the cast deliver lines directly to us, the audience, in almost commedia dell'arte, rather than to each other. So there's no connection between the characters, and you don't have any real sense of these characters. I mean, they're all pretty despicable and unlikable. There are incredible moments of dance, particularly from Samantha Pearl, who is a great find, but I don't know.
Can she act as well as she can dance?
Well, she's not required to do a huge amount of acting. None of them really are. I mean, you've somebody like Daniel Reardon, who we know to be an incredible actor, and Andrew Benn. I mean, the cast, it's a great cast.
Are the actors asked to dance then?
All the actors are asked to dance. In terms of performances, my favourite probably on the night was Una McKevitt, who is incredibly brilliantly gloomy as Masha, and glowering the way through it. But they're, none of them are really committed performances in the way that we would traditionally say. It's distracted by a lot of different little techniques and moments, and it just doesn't come together. There's no cohesion. And it, sadly, I mean, we know Pan Pan can come at things left field, like they're rehearsing the Dane that they did when they deconstructed and reconstructed Hamlet was genius. This just doesn't fit into the same mould.
In the programme notes, I remember, in the festival brochure, is referred to as Americanitis Presents, and this Americanitis refers to a type of narcissism. Does that come across, that you say that the characters are despicable? Is there some sort of narcissistic quality within the production that's maybe trying to make some kind of point around that?
Well, I mean, but I don't think that's in the play. I mean, this is a character-driven play, the original, and they do relate to each other. And it's in following them and in believing them that you care. I mean, if you don't care about any of the characters on stage, if you've no connection with them, if they're all despicable, then what's the point of watching it? I mean, there's nothing to cling on to, no one to hope for. There has to be some element of hope, even in Hamlet, you know, because Hamlet is brought in at one point. They start quoting Hamlet to each other, and there are elements of Hamlet in this, but not so much in this. And there's just so many, with the various different, you know, with the gimmicks of the various other plays coming in and the people holding up.
So they felt like gimmicks then, did they?
It feels artificial, and it never feels like it. It feels very much that we're seeing something in rehearsal that's going to become to a play, and that will finally be finished. But this does not feel like a
finished play. Well, I was going to ask you that point, because it is one of the factors within Pan Pan's type of production, that it is very much, they are about discovering the work as they go along. Is it a case that this might come together later in the run, or is it just not at the point to be on stage yet?
Oh no, this will not, and this is the way it's presented, can't actually, I don't think, come on that much more. But this, it feels like in rehearsing the Dane, it was presented as a piece in progress. That wasn't a piece in progress, if you can understand me. That it was very much a finished thing. We saw the audition process for Hamlet, and it was brilliant because we saw these three different people, different character types. It spoke a lot about
this
Hamlet.
This just feels like an unfinished work.
This feels unfinished.
Can you recommend it then?
Well, as I said, the dancing is at times lovely.
Well, that's as far as you'll go.
I can't really say much more. I just think that it needs another look at it before it came to stage.
All right. The Seagull and Other Birds runs at the Project Arts Centre until the 5th of October. DublinTheatreFestival.com is the website for full details.